Hello, my name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar Buddhia, a Noongar elder. And I'd like to tell you the story, the Dreamtime story of the Black Swan and how he got his colours. Because this is an important story. The Black Swan is only found in the waters of the Noongar lands. Nowhere else in the world, nowhere else in Australia. Except when the white man came, he saw the Black Swans on the Swan River, hence the name. There's a Dreamtime story of how the swans became black. Once upon a time, all swans were white. And every day the swans would look into the reflection of themselves in the water and say, "Aren't we beautiful birds? Look at us. No one is beautiful as we are." And every morning this would get repeated. It was like the good-looking girls who look in the mirror and they see their reflection. The Walish, who was the golden eagle, was always sitting in the tree, looking down, and every day he was subjected to the bragging of the white swan. One day, the white swan walked up onto the land, and as quick as a flash, down flew the Walish, and he started to beat the white swan with his wings and beat the feathers out of it, all the white feathers. There's white feathers going everywhere. And as it belted the swan and the feathers, he became bare. He flew back into his tree and he said, "Brag now, Marley, brag now." And the swan began to cold because it was winter time was approaching, and he began to shiver and cry for warmth. The Warden, who is the black crow, he flew down and he said, "Yarn, Ngunni Marley, yarn." He said, "What's happening, brother swan?" And the swan began to cry and told him, "Look what Walish done, he's taken all my feathers." With that, the crow reached around the back, pulled feathers from his back and stuck them onto the back of the swan. And the crow's feathers that had been placed on the swan began to grow. The swan began to cry, and he went to wipe away his nose, the tears from his nose, and he didn't realise that the wingtip was bleeding. And when he wiped away the tears, the blood ran down his beak. And when you look at him closely now, he's got a red beak. If you look closely at the swan, you'll always see that the black feathers are very ruffled on the back where the swan obtained the feathers from the Warden. You look at him, you'll see that he's got the red beak. And when he flies, he's got the white feathers under his wings to remind him that he's once a white swan.